Reading. When you graduate from college and start working, who do you think you will be speaking English with on the job? With other Asian nationals, certainly. Why? Because Asian countries constitute Japan's biggest business partners, followed by the EU and North America. English is here to stay as an Asian language for business, tourism, regional development and cooperation, and many other fields and endeavors. Remarkably, in Asia, non-native speakers use English more frequently with other non-native speakers than with native speakers. Interactions between native and non-native speakers are relatively limited in this part of the world. Asian speakers are taking advantage of this additional language and are exploring new dimensions of English use. Pronunciation, words, grammar, meaning, and of course, communicative style. They are also using English in Asian cultural contexts. When Japanese people speak English with Filipinos, there is no room for American or British culture. In this situation, Japanese people behave and speak English in Japanese ways, and so do Filipinos, Chinese, Koreans, Thais, Indians, and many other groups. It is therefore important for Japanese college students to gain exposure to some region-specific aspects of English usage. Learning certain words, phrases, and expressions that have been coined to describe unique socio-cultural realities of Asian countries may be an enlightening experience for them. Face is one of these, and indeed, face is probably the most important English keyword for many Asian nationals. It refers to honor and dignity. Thus, while American or British English has a limited use of face, one and two below, Asian varieties of English abound with face-related expressions, such as those 3 to 6 from Singapore and Malaysia. 1. I lost a lot of face by being unable to answer the question. 2. That saved me a great deal of face. 3. They started quarreling. I don't know where to hide my face. 4. How can you do that to me? I really got no face now. 5. You must go to his son's wedding dinner. You must give him face. 6. Since I don't know where to put my face in this company, I might as well leave and save what little face I have left. Chinese English is also full of interesting face expressions. The following, 7 to 10, is an imagined negotiation scene of a Japanese business person speaking to his Chinese partner based on the observed use of face. 7. I know your face is bigger than mine, meaning your face is more important than mine. 8. But please take my face into consideration too. 9. If I go back to Japan without your signature, I will become faceless in my company. 10. I can't go back to Japan faceless. It must be stressed that although these words and phrases are not part of American English or British English, they are not to be stigmatized. If they are useful for certain purposes in Asia or elsewhere, they will become deeply rooted there. Just because non-native speakers do not use English the way native speakers do, does not mean that they are using the language inappropriately or incorrectly.